Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch about somebody who found a Tinok ben Yomo Shemes Be'oifen Shehu suffix Nefel is there a Chiyuv of Egla Rufa. On one hand, suffix Kapar L'chumra. On the other hand, there's no Chiyuv Misa for killing a nafel, or even a suffix nafel. So maybe there's no mitzvah egla rufa. And we asked Akasha that if it's talui in the chiyuv misa, then how come we don't bring an egla rufa when somebody makes somebody else a trefa? There's a chiyuv misa. Some say right away. That was in a nutshell what we learned in the previous shir, and now we are continuing again based on the Torah of Agona Gadol of Chaim Meir Horowitz. It says in the Gemara in Sota, and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, Bnei Ma'amar Torah Havi Egla Benachal. Why does it say to bring this Egla in the valley? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yavo, Darvish Lo Asa Peiros, come this Egla that hasn't had Paris, because she's Bas Shnasa, she hasn't yet given birth. This Egla, so explains Rashi, that an Egla is Bas Shnasa, and even if an Egla is Kshera until 2 years old, still ain't also Paris, says the Rashash, because it's an Avodah Zara, it has to be three to give birth. So Yavo Davish lo osa peiros v'yarev she'en osa peiros v'yarev b'makom she'en osa peiros, and it should be decapitated in the Nachal Eisan, which is a place that also doesn't have peiros. There's no peiros in Nachal Eisan; it's hard land. V'chaper al mishen nichol asis peiros, and it's going to bring a kapara on this cholol, on this corpse who wasn't allowed to make peiros. So the Gemara is mevarer. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul mean? My Paris, Elam appear of Arivia, Elamiaka Meata Zakin Vasaris. Achinamidor Fin, and if Pshat is peer of Arivia, they didn't allow him to have children. If a Zakin and Saris were found dead, well, we don't bring an Egla Rufa. Elam Mitzvahs. So Pshat and Paris is Mitzvahs. And the Meiri writes, Dibor Maskel Cholol, Chol Zesh Orphan Olavus HaEgla, Kol Chol Yisrael B'Mashma, Afilu Tshrei V'Shrei Mikom Kom Nigzlu B'Ktas Chayim, Shrei Lasbim Harbei Mitzvahs. Even a Tshrei was killed, also you bring an Egla Rufa, because life was stolen from him, because he was roy to do a lot of mitzvahs, and now he can't do the mitzvahs. And the Chabina Rav in the Dovev Misharim in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf brings a beautiful raya for the Meiri. Maybe we'll bring that in a different shir. So now, according to this, Hadavar Borer, Shebetinok, Shu Suffik Nefel, Suffik Bar Kayama. If you have a child, you don't know if he was viable or not, that you bring an Egla Rufa. That's Poshet the Suffik of the Heilige Minchas Chinuch. Why? Because he's no less than a Trefa. Someone kills a Trefa, what's the din? You bring an Egla Rufa. Even though a Hargo, if somebody kills a Trefa, Einoi Nera Golov, one is not killed for killing a Trefa. The Trefa is going to die anyway. There's no Chiyuv Misa. Nevertheless, you bring an Egla Rufa. So too, this Tinok, which is Suffik Nefel, Suffik Nat, there's also going to be an Egla Rufa. Even though a Hargo ain't an Aragolov, but maybe there's a tzad that he would have lived a long time and done many mitzvahs, and one is stealing these mitzvahs from him. And since one is taking away these mitzvahs, we have to bring an Egla Rufa, because that's what it means. Paris, He wasn't allowed now, wasn't able to make peiros, to do mitzvahs. It's just like the shreifa, hargo einer ner agalav. But one has to bring an agalav rufa for a shreifa. So to this Tinok ben Yomo, who's a suffik nefel, suffik not, maybe many mitzvahs were stolen from him. But the Meiri is a big chiddush that we just quoted, that even for a treifa, we bring an egel arufa, and none of the Rishonim mention this. Ktsas Raya Lehefech from the Tosis written Shabbos Kuf Lamed Vav. He mentions all those, he enumerates all those things for which a treifa is considered like a chai, and he doesn't mention anything about bringing egel arufa laharigasa. So it's not in the list, so maybe you don't bring one. So it's not like the Meiri. And you should know that also according to the Meiri that we mentioned, nevertheless, if somebody finds a dead person who's a Safik Yisrael, Safik Goy, so it would appear that one wouldn't bring an Egel Arufa. So lo mebay ledas ha-rambam netzvekad ha-raisa min ha-torah l'kula. So it emerges that b'kiyum ha-mitzvah he's not chayiv min ha-torah. So the Chavis Das says he is chayiv, but the Prima Gadim says Lehefech and Tof Lamed Gimel. But even according to the Rashba, that's Feke Daraisa Men HaTorah L'Chumra. So it's also still a Suffolk. So if somebody kills a Suffolk Yid, Suffolk Goy, he wouldn't bring an Egel Arufa, because A, there's on the side that's Feke Daraisa Men HaTorah L'Kula, but Kiyom Mitzvah he's not Chayiv Men HaTorah, you go L'Kula. And even if you're a Chayiv Men HaTorah like the Rashba, it's still a Suffolk. Yesh L'Ein B'zeh. Now there's a big suffix b'divrei Ha-Meiri. Does he mean that le'inyan egla rufa we go after his chiyuv b'mitzvahs? In other words, the gather chai le'inyan egla rufa is anybody who's chayiv b'mitzvahs, and therefore if we find the cholot shreifa we bring an egla rufa, and we find the dugma le'inyan pikuach nefesh that we pask in mechal and Shabbos ala shreifa, that also in a shreifa is shaykh svara of Chal Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Es Harvei. And the Ritva writes Nida Mem Dalet Amid Beis, that because of this Svar of Chal Olav Shabbos Achas we define a Nefesh L'Nyat Pikuach Nefesh anybody who's Shaykh B'Mitzvahs, because of this Svar of Chal Olav Shabbos Achas Sheyishmor Shabbos Es Harvei Tolin Es Chiyuv Mitzvahs. So now we can also say the Gabe Egla Rufa. We define a Cholal as somebody who's Shaykh B'Mitzvahs. Or maybe no. Maybe what the Meiri means is that the gather of Chayil in Egla Rufa is Kipshuta. But even if there's a case where because of his Chiyus, Egla Rufa isn't shayich kagon b'chol ol treifa, nevertheless since he's chayiv in mitzvahs, that's enough. According to the second side, a chay means a chay, and a chol and a treifa is not considered a chay. But the fact that he's chayiv in mitzvahs, that's enough to be chayiv in egel arufa. So why does one bring an egel arufa for a treif according to the Meiri? Because the definition of chay is somebody who's mekayim mitzvahs? Or because the definition of chay is chay, treif is not a chay, but since he's going to be mekayim mitzvahs, that's enough to be chayiv in egel arufa. So what do you say, sweet friends? Be'ezus Hashem, ish nafkamin in a flaw bein atzadim? Says Hagon Agadah of Chaim Mehar with Shlita. What would be the din if somebody found a mace shoite shepater mi mitzvahs? Do you bring an egla rufa? And even if you say that a shoite is not pater, he's zionist, and you bring an egla rufa. What about a mace suma? Do you bring an egla rufa according to Rabbi Yehuda and Baba Kama Pei Zayin Amar Aleph that suma is pater mi kol mitzvahs? And according to what emerges from the Rid and Seif Marachuya Siman Ayin Ches, that Suma is even Patr Mitzvah Lesesay. So it emerges from this that Bahari Gaso, Lopitlo mi mitzvahs, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. So according to the Tzadar Rishon, that chol in yinag larufa is somebody who is chayiv in mitzvahs, that's the definition of chay. So a suma, who's pater mikol ha-mitzvahs, or a shaita maybe, who's pater mikol ha-mitzvahs, you don't bring an egel arufa. But according to the second sad, that cholol is anybody who's alive, anybody one is not allowed to kill. So if so, a suma, one's not allowed to kill a suma, one's killed for killing a suma. So maybe you bring an egel arufa. Remember we said according to the second sad, that a chai remains a chai, just the fact that he's chayiv in mitzvahs is enough. Just the fact that he's chayiv in mitzvahs is enough to be mechayiv egel arufa. But a chai really means a chai, not that he's chayiv in mitzvahs. So according to that sad, so a suma is a chai, a shota is a chai. If somebody kills him, he's killed. So maybe you bring an egel arufa. But according to the first tzad, that the definition of a chai is somebody who's chayiv in mitzvahs, so the sum and the shelter aren't chayiv in mitzvahs, they're not called chai, there's no egel arufa. V'yesh lo hichiyach hoichocho alimto meilka tzad hasheni. We can bring a stark raya to the second tzad. The Rishonim say, nidam em dalet amet beis, the Ran and Sofium, in the name of the Bahag, that your Machal Shabbos El Atzelus Uber B'mei Imo. And the reason is because also in an Uber, Shayach Hatam of Chalil Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos is Harbe, even on this fetus. So now like this, if we say like the first sad, that Chayil Yenegel Arufa is somebody who's Shayach in Mitzvahs, so Hoya Min Adin, B'Uber B'mei Imo, Shenim Tzamei, so you should bring an Yenegel Arufa. Just like your Machal Shabbos, because he's Shayach B'Mitzvahs, so you should also bring an egel arufa. So what are you going to say, that an uber is not bechlal nefesh? So I'll tell you that l'das hamiri also al atreif mevin egel arufa, and atreif is also lav bechlal nefesh, and nevertheless you bring an egel arufa because you stole a little bit of his life. He could have been mekayim mitzvahs. So to this uber. So now, from the fact that we haven't heard that you bring an egel arufa al uber me'imo, who was found meis muta b'sadeh, so it's muchach ki atzad hasheini, that the ikar agdar is chayli negel arufa is kipshutai. Just also a treifa is included because you took away from him chayesha. Mikoy chasvara, that he was prevented from doing more mitzvahs, he's called a chay l'nyan negel arufa. But an uber who's not at all considered a nefesh, so that that he's chayiv in mitzvahs is not going to be enough to make him chay. So on one hand, he's not considered a nefesh, and we said that according to the second sad, chay is chay, and he isn't chay, he isn't yet a nefesh. What about a treifa? What about a treifa? So a treifa might not be considered a chai but his chai yeshah is enough because he can be mekayim mitzvahs. This uber right now is not chai in mitzvahs. According to the first tzad, that the definition of chai is that he's going chalal Shabbos achas kadesh Shabbos harbe. So we also look to the future: is he going to be able to be mekayim mitzvahs? According to the second tzad, chai is kipshuto, and this ubar. So from the fact we don't bring in egel arufa, so I can't be that it's like the first tzad. That we go after the future, he's going to be mekayim mitzvahs, because you don't bring an egel arufa for an uber. So it must be the second sad. What's the second sad? That chai is kipshuta, and this uber isn't considered chai, because an uber is not an efesh. What about a treifa? The answer is, a treif is a chayisha. A treif right now is mekayim mitzvahs until he goes. So that's enough to bring an egel arufa for him. Mashen kein, this ubar, who right now is not a nefesh, and right now he's not chayiv in mitzvahs, there's no chayisha to talk about. And mela, that's why you don't bring an egel arufa, so it's like the second sad. Not that it's defined by when you're mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh for the future, but if he's considered chai right now, shin ubar is not, and ubar is not a nefesh, and also it's different. He's different than a treifa, because a treifa is al kopanim now shayach b'miktas mitzvahs, and this ubar is not. So you're mechal, so you bring the egel arufa on the treifa, not on the ubar. Because the treifa, there's tzas chaim left to do mitzvahs, but the ubar doesn't have anything right now. The fact that you don't bring an egel arufa on the ubar must be like the second sad, that the gedur chayil in egel arufa is kipshuto, and the only reason we bring an egel arufa is the treifa is because right now he's chayiv in mitzvahs. That's enough, which doesn't apply to the ubar. Okay, baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya chidushim gedolim. And we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishma velasos ulekayim es kol divrei salma terasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.